My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
About last night? Hemming and hawing over here about another butt kicking. Kenny, it's nice to have this baseball team in town. Could you imagine criticizing this team right now? I certainly couldn't.
Champions posing up, man.
I mean, just 10-3 didn't even look like they should have been playing on the same baseball field.
My natural feeling is for you to get your comeuppance, but there's nothing to comeuppance with because I want them to do well. I want you to be right here. So, yeah, whoop it up, man. I'm with you.
It wasn't a fair fight yesterday. 10-3, just total domination. Kenny, from, I'd say start to finish, Baltimore did get off to a lead. But after that, it was domination. How about Cleveland Guardian, Lane Thomas?
Did you get anything nasty when Baltimore had the lead?
Yes.
What did you get?
You're a dodo head.
Someone called you a dodo head.
Yep.
Okay. You got a name on that person?
I thought that was perfectly insulting.
Probably Dennis6969 getting in.
I'm not even going to entertain that. Okay. I'm not even going to allow it. Because you know what? When they go low.
You go lower?
I used to. That's old Lima.
Oh, new with Lima just...
With my fresh perspective, being a father and a homeowner, a great husband, I mean, I don't need to do that.
You go that far?
Yeah.
Great husband.
Yeah. Adjective.
Today? Anyway.
You might be a good father. I don't know how great of a... You know what? That's not something I'm going to say on the air. Continue.
Lane Thomas, 2-for-4. Also scored a pair of runs and had a walk. Did you know he had an on-base streak?
No.
It's 2 games with the Guardians. I know that much.
I'm not watching much Nationals baseball before we got him, but...
I feel like it should have been more of a story. Mitch, do you have the number on that on-base streak for Mr. Thomas? I know you'll hunt it down in due time. Here is Thomas on wasting little time getting to the ball club the other day and making sure to take advantage.
I just felt like it was possible, and I was like, you know, wanted to get in the lineup and get to know the guys as soon as I could. I just felt like it was a good thing to do.
Mitch, were you able to track down that number? 27?
27.
27.
Well, why is this not a bigger story?
Gets up to 37, we could play some audio.
Oh, this should be a bigger story.
It's not. It's because it's not hits.
Who cares?
Well, 27 is a nice number.
At a very early age, when I struck out every single time,
we got
that a walk was as good as a hit. You know, it was also just as good as a walk. Putting that elbow in there and getting hit.
How old were you? Pitch, yeah. How old were you when that was
wearing
said to you?
It.
How old were you when that was said to you?
I was probably 9.
Because when my son's 9 years old, I'm going to tell you right now, a foul ball roped down the line that could have been a home run for him is probably better than a walk.
That's true.
He roped one foul, and I mean, it was just that far. Probably would have been a double.
That's a good feeling.
He's not the slowest kid, but he's certainly not the fastest. It probably
even
would have been a double.
Even if you strike out in the next pitch, you can stare down that pitcher and go, I had you. You're lucky. You piece of garbage, you human filth pitcher.
Piece of trash.
What a joke you are. How lucky are you? Baseball gods.
I know your mom works, but I know your dad doesn't.
Also, Bo Naylor adding a three-run blast. It was nice to see. People are starting to get worried again about Naylor. Now, I was a little worried before the game when we got the news, Tanner Bibee getting scratched, and they talked about maybe delaying him until after the weekend. Here is Stephen Vogt.
We're actually going to have Quintillo start on Saturday. We're going to push Tanner back till past the weekend.
Yeah, he had a little shoulder tightness coming out of Detroit, so we just want to make sure that we're being smart, so we're going to push him back to after the weekend.
I certainly don't love that margin for error with the rotation.
Mm-mm.
Obviously something that, you know, you don't want to mess with. You don't want to mess with that at all. But
you know who would have looked good, Tone?
Who's that?
Jack Flaherty. 216-474-009.
I got to see those medicals. We haven't heard from the Guardians on his medicals. They didn't say anything.
The Guardians usually don't say anything about anybody's medicals.
No, doesn't really help them.
Jose Ramirez had a broken thumb. Didn't hear about that until the end of the season.
Yeah.
We're hearing about anybody's medicals.
Yeah, that report came from the Yankees after the fact. Because the Yankees have to make sure
the Flaherty
with their fan base that they have to explain why they didn't get every single player that was up for grabs. But Antony was a little testy the other day, was he not?
Oh, yeah.
He was a little testy.
He knew that people were going to start calling him out, and he knew that it was probably put in an impossible position to be able to make those trades.
So, right now, as it stands, your Guardians, 24 games above 500. They are 6 games ahead of the Royals, 6.5 now ahead of the Twins in the Central. Is it all wrapped up, Kenny? Is it all over?
No, not yet.
As they
it's
have
2 months left in the season.
Straight. It feels like it's over.
We are also now the fourth toughest strength of schedule left.
Well, Owen's been monitoring this on a nightly basis.
And when you look at the teams they say that's going to make it a tough schedule,
yep,
we're about to rip them off. In 2 weeks, we could be way down there.
Right. Oh,
ready,
yeah,
to take it home on the home stretch.
I feel good about it right now. Now, the question is, do you feel good about Deshaun Watson in training camp? There was a scintillating video yesterday of him uncorking a bomb to Cedric Tillman. I couldn't tell how much of a bomb it was because of the perspective of the photography.
Do you
what
want
it look
me,
like 35 yards?
Do you
40
want me
yards,
to save my commentary
yards?
Until we do this,
yes,
in earnest at 6:40?
Yeah,
okay,
we'll talk about that.
Give me a little taste, whet the appetite.
I think he is. I'm starting to think he probably will play in the preseason. He's played in previous preseasons. I kind of think that's going to be the case. Yeah, he did. And here is Herm Edwards, a former NFL head football coach on Afternoon Drive, talking about just that.
He knows he's got something to prove, too. I mean, there's been a lot of fanfare. We've been talking about this guy more off the field, missing games and playing. And I think he's getting tired of it. He just wants to go play. And you mentioned that the health is the issue. He's got to stay healthy. But with that being said, you can't play cautious because then you take away the magic that he has, right? But for me, I would get him to play. The first month of football, when it really counts, there's a lot of sloppy football. There's a lot of sloppy football. And anybody can beat anybody the first 4 weeks because these guys don't play. And this is why you got to stress to your team, hey, look, I got to get you a certain amount of reps so we can get off to a fast start because you can win some early games. I mean, just on errors alone that people are going to make because they don't play enough.
I thought about this the other day, Kenny. Sometimes I think fans worry about injuries actually more than coaches. I think we think that...
I don't think coaches... If coaches allowed themselves to worry about injuries, they would never sleep. They would never sleep.
Like, obviously, Kevin Stefanski has to protect against the star players getting injured, so he's not going to do anything stupid. And if Deshaun Watson is out there in the preseason, I think it will be controlled. I think Herm Edwards had that point. Like, I think there will be a safeness about it, and you have to rely on your quarterback that you paid all this money to be smart, to just not put himself in vulnerable situations. But we saw last year, like, Watson went down. All right, who's starting today? Oh, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Who's starting today? Oh, P.J. Walker. Oh, it's Joe Flacco. Oh, mm-hmm. It's just, I think coaches are so used to injuries over the years that they do not have the same reaction that we do. I think when we see an injury to our favorite player, we lose our mind. We think the season's over. The guys are getting fired. The front office,
you're
upheaval.
Right.
What is Jimmy Haslam going to do? And I think a guy like Kevin Stefanski's like, all right, what's our depth chart?
Because you have no other choice.
Who else can we get? Like, they're not. The season doesn't end. You still have to coach football every day.
A guy like Kevin Stefanski, who grew up in pro sports, And it doesn't matter if you grew up in pro sports or not, but it helps that he did. You cannot sit there and in any moment you're sitting there worried about injuries is a moment you're losing. And is a moment you're already getting yourself ready to be fired. So Kevin Stefanski did not have time to go to the basement and close the door and cuss into a pillow because Deshaun Watson got hurt last year after the Baltimore game. Like, you have to push forward. There is a message that you have to send to the team. You cannot just be bewildered. And that's a very difficult thing to do. Not everybody can do it. Not every head coach can do it. It's very, very hard to do. And so you learn it very early. I think as an early assistant, you see this where every team is going to deal with injuries. I don't think the injury luck is going to be as bad as it was last year, but I don't want to jinx anything. You still have to be able to push through there. So, no, fans always worry way more about this stuff than players or than coaches.
All right, that's it for About Last Night.
Outstanding as always.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.